And Brett Lyric, the head coach of the Elyria Pioneers, joins us. And Brett, how many years for you now as head coach with the Pioneers?
Oh, man, that's the first question. That's way too many years right now.
Man.
This is 15.
All right, if you can't answer the first question, then they're only going to get tougher. So 15 years for you as head coach of the Elyria Pioneers. And your little guys tonight involved in basketball, I know they're keeping you busy.
That is for sure. Yeah, it just gets busier from here on out. We had our first tournament last weekend in Strongsville, our fifth grade youth, and tonight it was practice and then right to the boys' AAU tryouts.
So before they, you know, we'll hear about them as they come up along the lines, but let's look at this year's team. Tell us about this year's group of Elyria Pioneers and who are some of the young men that are on the ball club this year?
We're really looking forward to this year. You know, our guys have really worked hard in the weight room since last year, and we feel we're as strong as we've ever been, and we feel we got a good group of guys that have bought in together and have worked hard together. We got some senior leaders that we're going to depend on. Obviously, Ryan Walsh is our point guard. Him and Stephen Furcrown will be our captains. He's a returning post for us. He's just really a, you know, do all the little things for us. He's not going to score a ton of points, but he's going to do all the dirty work. And then obviously Mateo Medina is a returning starter as a junior guard, and Jaden Crutcher, who hopefully stays healthy, 6'5 sophomore, should give us a lot of shooting. Last year he played for us as a freshman and got hurt our last practice before our first game. So we're hoping to keep everybody healthy, and then we got some other guys that are really going to contribute. Xavier Church, a junior, Marion Thomas, a senior. So we got a good mix between seniors, juniors, sophomores. I'm missing B.J. Todd as another sophomore post for us. So we're looking forward to this year.
Sounds like you have a lot of experience coming back, and I know you probably count on those guys a lot. What are you hoping to do, you know, offensively and defensively? What do you see as your strengths this year?
Well, hopefully our strengths are our guard play and shooting. We have to see that ball go through the net. And, you know, if our shooters can get confident early in the game, then it should bode well for us, because that should be able to pick our defense up and our pressure. But we also want our defense to help our offense. So we're not real big. We're pretty small, so we've got to be able to get stops, deflections, rebounds, so we can get out and run and hopefully play at a fast pace, because we think we have some really good guards and geeking up and down.
Right, and the guards can help you control the tempo. And I know your kids are scrappy, you know, so, and you know, even though that they might be at a disadvantage size-wise, I know they'll get after it and the loose balls and create some havoc, you know, for the other teams. Conference looks pretty good, Brett. You know, what are you feeling? I know there's different styles. How do you feel about the conference this year?
Well, I think you said it, different styles right there, you know. And with this league, I tell you what, we got a great group of coaches that do an outstanding job.
Yes.
In preparation and scouting. And I tell you what, that we are so well scouted game in and game out in this league that it makes it really, really tough. And it really puts it on the players, because they've got to adjust and they've got to play through all the adjustments that are made game in and game out. But this league should be, I mean, it's going to be tough. I think Ridgeville and Avon Lake are very, very good. But I think up and down, you know, top to bottom, there's some really, really good teams, and you can't take any nights off, that's for sure.
How have your scrimmages been going so far, Brett?
Been going. We've had two. The first one was Lutheran East, Maslin, Jackson, and Brecksville. So we jumped right into the fire right off the bat.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got challenged. We got beat up a little bit. You know, they had 6'10", 6'8", 6'8". So I'm not sure we'll face that size anymore. But that was just great for us to compete against that competition. And, you know, we found out we got to get a little bit more physical. We got to get a little bit better shape. And then the second one Saturday, I think we learned from the first one, and we came out and played better the second one. And that's our goal, to get better every scrimmage and every game.
That's what you want, that progress. I saw a video of your son shooting at Ohio State That was pretty impressive. That was a very deep three. That was a nice experience for you.
It was an awesome experience. You know, my college, Charleston Southern, played at Ohio State, and
yes,
the coach invited us down, and so we got to go to the practices, shoot around, team meals, and they put the boys in to run a couple plays, and yeah, he was excited to shoot from the college line with a big ball. He made sure to tell me that too. So,
they loved it.
It was a great time.
But net.
Again, we're joined by Brett Lyric, the veteran head coach of the Elyria Pioneers. And Brett, you were the way you were describing your team, you know, with your guard play, and you got to get up and down, and that. I'm assuming that you've got a deep basketball team. How important is that team depth going to be for the type of style you want to play this year?
Well, it's going to be good for us. I mean, we got nine guys that we think can get up and down. You know, Taylor Bland is a sophomore that's going to bring us shooting off the bench, who I didn't mention earlier. So, you know, usually you got all your shooters starting, but we think we got some good shooting coming off the bench. And, you know, if we're going to play up-tempo, if we're going to pressure a little bit, you have to have depth at those positions. And we got nine guys that we think we've bought in all season, off-season. And we're looking forward to getting after it this year.
Brett, how good can this year's team be?
Oh, man. Hopefully we're better tomorrow than we were today and yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, that is our goal, is to get better every day, get better every scrimmage, and hopefully that pays off for us down the road. You know, as coaches, it's always so tough to look forward. You know, how good can a team be? But we're excited about how hard our guys are working right now and playing. And, you know, hopefully they can keep playing with a lot of the energy and with the leadership we have right now. You know, hopefully there's good things to come down the road this season.
And I understand there's a new assistant coach for you that the fans might be familiar with, of Lorain County basketball. Is that true?
We got a lot of coaches that Lorain County might know. But, no, we're very excited. Dan Gunder coming over this year has been tremendous. You know, I am very lucky. I have a great group of coaches. You know, obviously Mike Walsh is back with me. My high school point guard, Keenan Williams, is back for a second year with me. Coop's obviously been with me a long time. But we are really excited about the group of coaches. And, you know, I love having Dan over. It gives me, you know, another perspective of a head coach that's been a head coach recent. And new, get some fresh ideas for me. And I'll be honest, I thought I was organized, and he came over with all this stuff. I was like, man, maybe I'm not doing a good enough job, but he is awesome. He is unbelievable, so it's great to have him.
All right, we are going to step aside here. We've got a station ID. We've got one more coach to get to, and Brett Lyric, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on, and sorry I couldn't be there in person, and hopefully my schedule and the boys' schedule, I can get there next year with you guys.
That's all right. We'll have you here. We'll hold you to that.